In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today is Holy Cross Day, a commemoration that goes back to the time of Constantine, the Emperor of Rome, when Christianity was declared the religion of the empire. It was his mother Helen who was behind the effort that led to the discovery of the wood of the cross in the year 320. But on this Holy Cross Day, in the year of our Lord 2001, the President of the United States has set it aside as a day of prayer and remembrance. At noon, an ecumenical service in the National Cathedral will mark this day. And the President has asked that all Americans observe prayer at that time. We mark that time now, and we will mark it with a special litany by our own Commission on Worship. You are welcome to come here at noon for prayer. We will begin with the bidding prayer and then have an hour for you to pray here in silence during the time set aside by our President. Today we pray for the families of the departed, for those who were wounded by these terrorist attacks, and we remember those who have died, and we grieve for them. But we also pray for our nation, as we begin to move forward as a people united in the freedoms that we share and with determination to bring justice and peace to our broken world. That this day of prayer and remembrance fall on Holy Cross Day focuses our attention here on the cross of Jesus as a holy place. A place that was set aside by the Father for the atonement of the world's sins. Jesus descended from heaven, breaking into our world and becoming one of us precisely so that he could ascend back to heaven by first being lifted up on the cross. Look at that cross and believe in Jesus, and you will be saved. Just as the Israelites were saved from the poison of those snakes that surrounded them as they looked up at that bronze serpent held high by Moses. Unfortunately, in our culture, the cross has become a meaningless symbol. Everyone seems to have one around their necks or tattooed to their bodies. It's become a fashion statement. For some churches, the empty cross is preferred to the one with the body of Jesus on it. A cross without the body of Jesus may just be a cross. But a cross with the body of Jesus reminds us of that place on Golgotha, where sin and death were absorbed into the flesh of Jesus Christ and were defeated once and for all. That cross was the means of Jesus' death, a violent place, full of hate and suffering, where sin, death, and the devil had their way with him on our behalf. For Jesus, the cross was a bloody place of sacrifice. But for us, it is the Holy of Holies, a place of rescue and forgiveness, a place of freedom and release from the chains that bind us. The unspeakable tragedy of this past week that we have witnessed reminds us that we live in a world where death is at home. We must remember that what happened to our nation is not because of inadequate intelligence policies or lack of security measures in some airports. What afflicts our world and our nation is death itself, something the world embraces as its own. Jesus chose to deal with death, not by changing public policy, but by trampling death with his death. It is not a coincidence that the two sacraments of Christ's church are about Jesus' death on a cross, a holy cross. In baptism, we get death over with by our co-crucifixion with him and our resurrection to a life that never ends. And at the Lord's table, we commune on his body broken, his blood poured out, as we proclaim his death until he comes. What happened here at Cramer Chapel on Tuesday, after this community first heard the tragic news, is the way Christian communities deal with death. In the midst of our shock and our grief, we celebrated our death in Christ by hearing his word, by receiving his meal. What better place to be when we are surrounded by death? And what better news than God's love in Christ, through whom the world is saved? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.